Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Bath soap today is as varied as the people who use it, but for Texas farm families in the early 20th century, only one kind of soap existed, and it was lye.
Lye is what you get when you leach water through wood ash. You take lard, lye, and water, you put it in a pot and you cook it. And what happens is, actually a long word, it's called saponification. It's a chemical reaction you get when you're cooking this process, and that way the lard doesn't feel so greasy. It takes about an hour and a half.
Ricky Weinheimer, farm manager at Sauer Beckman Farmstead at LBJ State Park, says families use this soap for everything.
It's good for poison oak, bites, chiggers, wood floors, Monday's wash day, and of course you can't forget Saturday night's bath. That soap was more an all-around soap.
Texas farm families didn't buy their lye soap at the corner market. They collected ingredients for the versatile cleaner and made it themselves.
Do not depend on other people to do the work for them like we do today, you know, just going to the store and buying soap. That's what farm families did, was cook soap.
See how easy your life is when you attend a lye soap making demonstration Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Sauer Beckman Farm at LBJ State Park in Johnson City. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.